July 24th of 1892 would be the date of one of California's most reverberating events in criminological history, the lynching of two brothers. Implicated in a robbery and subsequent murder of a Wells Fargo armed guard along a trail in Old Shasta. The Ruggles brothers' hanging has become an avatar for the frontier justice that was sometimes meted out here in the Old West. In fact, this story is so rife with detail and intrigue, I will be devoting a November podcast extended length to tell that story. But for now, do you know where they were buried? Well, it looks like their final resting place and their penultimate resting place are actually about 6 miles apart, and their original site was lost to the cascading sands of time, at least until today. And I will discuss the location, abandonment, obscurity, and ultimate discovery again of Tulare County's Wilson Cemetery on box number 7. So if you study the infamous Ruggles Brothers episode of 1892, you will be presented with the following synopsis. One, John Ruggles and his brother Charles lurked along a section of Middle Creek Road in Shasta County, just outside Redding, waiting to rob a stagecoach full of gold. Stagecoach comes along, robbery ensues, Charles is shot in the face with buckshot from inside the coach, and his own gun goes off and injures the driver and passenger up top. John shoots and fatally injures Wells Fargo guard Amos Montgomery from behind. John absconds with the gold, leaving his brother Charles for dead. The, quote, for dead, unquote, brother lives and proves he is really bad at making up alibis. John is ultimately captured in Yolo County a month later and is brought back to Redding for trial. A few weeks later, a mob of masked men drag them from the jail and lynch them in the small hours of the morning, creating a set of photos that grace nearly every history book regarding the Western Chronicles of the 19th century. And the rest is just housekeeping data. The Ruggles' father came to Redding, retrieved the embalmed bodies, and buried them in Tulare County, where they rest today. And if you search for either Charles or John Ruggles' burial site on Find a Grave, you'll be presented with the image of just a headstone that is ignominious and understated, a headstone of obscure provenance, boring. I recently went to Smith Mountain Cemetery in Dinuba, California, to see this spot for myself. As I was there, I envisioned the funeral as it took place, the accumulated shame and misery at the hands of a grieving and angry father. I was also a bit confused as to why a single gravestone with the name Ruggles is followed by the word unknown underneath and is also purported to be the final resting place for three people. That would be John, his brother Charles, and John's wife who passed away prior to either one of the brothers, Ida Mae Ruggles. So I got home and I emailed Smith Mountain Cemetery. I received an email back from Robin Ogata, who is the current administrator for Smith Mountain. She told me that the brothers and wife were actually moved there in 1945 from a place called Wilson Cemetery and provided me the documentation that shows a significant amount of confusion as to who was who. Wilson Cemetery had been declared abandoned, and it's clear that the workers were having a hard time parsing one identity from another. Robin also stated that they were not aware of where the original cemetery was. Along with this was a brief narrative of Smith Mountain Cemetery and its origins in 1910. At the bottom was a brief reference to the location of a seemingly lost Wilson site, written in cryptic surveyor speak. Nothing that I understood at the outset. But this is where it gets good. By the miracle of digitized provision, I located, believe it or not, an 1892 township map for Dinuba, California. Upon looking at section 32, I was immediately able to see a reference to Wilson Schoolhouse, which, according to the newspapers, was also the proximate site for the cemetery. I broke the quadrants down as listed on the paper and wound up sitting directly on top of the symbol of a cross, widely known in these chart legends as meant to indicate a burial site. So, I found it. I used the overlay technology to bring the 19th century layout into the 21st century. The Ruggles brothers, along with a number of other anonymous bodies, were exhumed from what is now an active agricultural site, and the schoolhouse site is now home for a dairy. So here lies the ground under which two societal Ichabods originally lay, 130 years past and nearly lost to time for good. It should be noted that the plot map also indicates the landowners by name. The cemetery site was owned by Samuel Green, who died in 1907 and was buried at Dinuba and, I suspect, on his very own property. The transfer narrative indicates that most bodies were unknown, and I suspect that Samuel K. Green is sadly among them, as there is no burial record for him at Smith Mountain. But lastly, there is another point of intrigue. Just north of these acres lie two other land plots with names that are wholly familiar to this story, which will become an important factor later in my November podcast when I go into the larger story of the robbery and subsequent lynching. So the mystery is solved. We now know within 100 feet or so where John and Charles Ruggles originally laid in the blowing dirt of Tulare County. This is box number 7.